I doubt if I'm in the right order here, but I ask Mexico for its understanding, because I have to make a recognition here to you, which is that you just correct me there, and I think you have showed that it's right, the right to the enjoyment. That's the full and long name of this right. So I want to recognize that I was just corrected by that. So I have to take out of what I said before of the right to the enjoyment, so I can definitely accept if that's the case, and I appreciate my colleague from Mexico by saying that, and my apologies, I'm not directing to you in Spanish. And something that I want to mention, since I took the microphone is on me and the chair didn't cut me. Thank you, European Union, for raising this question about how long we are taking to see new proposals and all. This is something that we are raising time to time to the Secretariat, to the chairperson of this intergovernmental group. We need time to see the proposals before coming to the room. We raised that question. Grulak clearly stated there in October or November last year. But unfortunately, we are not going to this point. So once again, would be really in our benefit if we can do this parenthesis here for the way to move forward in our group, in our exercises, if we can see the proposals beforehand, 1 week, 10 days before the sessions, and actually circulate some of our proposals too, not only the inputs made by groups, by special procedures, NGOs, and so on, but also among ourselves. This should be our way to work. This is something that we highlighted last year. I thank European Union to raising that again, and I'm stating and I'm joining you to that, because it's really taking us longer, because we are taking many of those good ideas, one seem out of place, seem extend, and we are not giving the proper reflection on what we are doing. So we should work on that too. Thank you.